The following is a review of the portfolio management principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Risk Management and Introduction. The first LOS is to define risk management. The risk management process seeks to identify the risk tolerance of the organization, identify and measure the risks that the organization faces, and modify and monitor these risks. The process does not seek to minimize or eliminate all of these risks. The organization may increase its exposure to risks it decides to take because it is better able to manage and respond to them. For risks it is less well able to manage and respond to, the organization will decrease its exposure through changes in operations, insurance, or hedging activities. Through these choices, the firm aligns the risks it takes with its risk tolerances for these various types of risk. Risk is not something to be avoided by an organization or in an investment portfolio. Returns above the risk-free rate are earned by taking on risk. While returns for any period are not under the control of managers, the specific risks and overall levels of risk the organization takes are under their control. We can think of risk management as determining organizational risks, determining the optimal bundle of risks for the organization, and implementing risk mitigation strategies to achieve that bundle of risks. We describe the principles of risk management here in a framework that can be applied broadly, not only to firms or organizations in general, but also to the management of investment portfolios and financial firms, and even to individuals deciding how much risk and which specific risks they will take. Individuals follow a similar approach, selecting a bundle of risks that is optimal for maximizing their expected utility, rather than returns or profit. The next LOS is to describe features of a risk management framework. An overall risk management framework encompasses several activities, including establishing processes and policies for risk governance, determining the organization's risk tolerance, identifying and measuring existing risks, managing and mitigating risks to achieve the optimal bundle of risks, monitoring risk exposures over time, communicating across the organization, and performing strategic risk analysis. This framework is general, but all of these elements should be addressed in any comprehensive risk management framework. Only by understanding the risks the organization faces and having the processes and procedures in place to effectively manage and monitor these risks can an organization align its risk exposures to the goals of the organization. Next, we are asked to define risk governance and describe elements of effective risk governance. Risk governance refers to senior management's determination of the risk tolerance of the organization, the elements of its optimal risk exposure strategy, and the framework for oversight of the risk management function. Risk governance seeks to manage risk in a way that supports the overall goals of the organization so it can achieve the best business outcome consistent with the organization's overall risk tolerance. Risk governance provides organization-wide guidance on the risks that should be pursued in an efficient manner, risks that should be subject to limits, and risks that should be reduced or avoided. A risk management committee can provide a way for various parts of the organization to bring up issues of risk measurement, integration of risks, and the best ways to mitigate undesirable risks. The next LOS requires us to explain how risk tolerance affects risk management. Determining an organization's risk tolerance involves setting the overall risk exposure that the organization will take by identifying the risks the firm can effectively take and the risks that the organization should reduce or avoid. Some of the factors that determine an organization's risk tolerance are its expertise in its lines of business, its skill at responding to negative outside events, its regulatory environment, and its financial strength and ability to withstand losses. When analyzing risk tolerance, management should examine risks that may exist within the organization as well as those that may arise from outside. The various risks the firm is exposed to must each be considered and weighted against the expected benefits of bearing those risks and how these fit the overall goals of the organization. The next LOS asks us to describe risk budgeting and its role in risk governance. Risk budgeting is the process of allocating firm resources to assets or investments by considering the various risk characteristics and how they combine to meet the organization's risk tolerance. The goal is to allocate the overall amount of acceptable risk to the mix of assets or investments that have the greatest expected returns over time. The risk budget may be a single metric, such as portfolio beta, value at risk, portfolio duration, or returns variance. A risk budget may be constructed based on categories of investments, such as domestic equities, domestic debt securities, international equities, and international debt securities. Another way to allocate a risk budget is to identify specific risk factors that comprise the overall risk of the portfolio or organization. In this case, specific risk factors that affect asset classes to varying degrees, such as interest rate risk, equity market risk, and foreign exchange rate risk, are estimated and aggregated to determine whether they match the overall risk tolerance of the organization. The next LOS requires us to identify financial and non-financial sources of risk and describe how they may interact. Financial risks are those that arise from exposure to financial markets. Examples are credit risk. This is the uncertainty about whether the counterparty to a transaction will fulfill its contractual obligation. Liquidity risk. This is the risk of loss when selling an asset at a time when market conditions make the sales price less than the underlying fair value of the asset. Market risk. This is the uncertainty about market prices of assets and interest rates. Non-financial risks arise from the operations of the organization and from sources external to the organization. Examples are operational risk. This is the risk that human error or faulty organizational processes will result in losses. Solvency risk. This is the risk that the organization will be unable to continue to operate because it has run out of cash. Regulatory risk. This is the risk that the regulatory environment will change, imposing costs on the firm or restricting its activities. Governmental or political risk, including tax risk. This is the risk that political actions outside a specific regulatory framework, such as increases in tax rates, will impose significant costs on an organization. Legal risk. This is the uncertainty about the organization's exposure to future legal action. Model risk. This is the risk that asset valuations based on the organization's analytical models are incorrect. Tail risk. This is the risk that extreme events, those in the tails of the distribution of outcomes, are more likely than the organization's analysis indicates, especially from incorrectly concluding that the distribution of outcomes is normal. Accounting risk. This is the risk that the organization's accounting policies and estimates are judged to be incorrect. For individuals, risks such as mortality risk, the risk of death prior to providing for their family's future needs, and longevity risk, the risk of living longer than anticipated so that assets run out, are very important in financial planning. Mortality risk is most often addressed with life insurance, and longevity risk can be reduced by purchasing a lifetime annuity. Risk of health care expenses is addressed with health insurance. Although the risks for an individual are in some ways different from those of organizations, the overall approach is the same, choosing which risks to bear, which risks to prevent or avoid, and which risks to take in order to maximize the expected outcome in terms of personal utility or satisfaction. The various risks an organization faces are not independent. they interact in many ways. Consider a firm with market risk that it reduces with option contracts. If markets decline significantly, the firm is owed a payment from the firm on the other side of the option trade, so now there is significant counterparty or credit risk. There also may be legal risks if the counterparty seeks to avoid the payment through loopholes in the contract. Credit losses and legal losses may result in greater liquidity risk as positions must be sold. Additional losses from selling in a declining or less liquid market may increase solvency risk because of the negative impact on the firm's cash position. Interactions among risks must be considered because such interactions are many and frequent. They can be especially important during periods of stress in financial markets when risk management is most important to the health and possibly the survival of the organization.